We are again at war. But it is a different war this time. An unconventional war of terrorism where the enemy may be seen every day on our streets and beside us on the freeway, yet we will not recognize him. There are no enemy troops massed at our borders preparing to invade. It is those who call themselves the enemy of the great Satan who have either come to our country under the pretense of education or have been recruited here to band together in small factions under orders to inflict maximum casualties against innocent citizens who bear them no ill will. My name is Bruce McGowan. I am a hunter. I am one of those whose job it is to covertly stop this enemy before he places his terrorist plan into action. And not only will I find him quickly, but I will just as quickly make him disappear. No questions asked or answered. If he is part of a network or organization, I will help them downsize. Through the process of elimination, of course. I have both means and methods to do so, and I do so with swift and violent execution. Few know who I am or what I do, and there are few like me. Where it comes to the terrorist enemy, there are no rules of engagement and no laws to which my team and I must adhere. This enemy is not a soldier protected under the Geneva Convention nor subject to the laws of this land and due process. So, he is fair game for me. And when I kill him, do not ask me if I will have any remorse. My father was a hunter as well, but a different kind. The usual kind. He had dreamed one day that I would also take to the sports of the woods and streams, but I had no interest in them. How challenging is it to shoot at helpless creatures that cannot shoot back? Where is the sport in that? Although the killing of bad humans is not exactly a sport, it is, however, a contest where either party's blood could get spilled. It is both the unknown and unpredictable that makes my game a sport. No, it doesn't thrill me to do it. If it did, I would likely be the first to realize that I was indeed some kind of psychopath. But some people need killing. People like rapists, child molesters, and the aforementioned terrorists. And somebody's got to do it. The liberal court system seems to have no interest in doing it. But don't get me wrong, I don't go around looking for opportunities to be judge, jury, and executioner. But if somebody who is somebody drops that mission in my lap, who am I to disobey orders? I am a loyal servant of the government. Okay, you now have the picture. For the most part, I investigate and run down factions of a foreign enemy that plans to methodically destroy America by murdering its people, disrupting its infrastructure, and planting fear in the heart of every God-fearing citizen. And when I do, I for the most part make sure that law enforcement does not get its hands on them to read them their Miranda rights. And then the courts will, after a laughable trial, sentence them to life in a jail cell that is a hell of a lot more cushy than the tent or cave they're used to living in. But then there is also an enemy within our country of the homegrown type. He might be an American citizen who was raised as a child in the most utopian of all societies to have ever existed on this earth. And then along the way, as he fell in with a subversive lot, brewing up a maelstrom of dissent and contempt for America, he grew up to hate our government and its laws,